This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh my God, that's my grandmother right there, y'all.
Oh, really?
Yes. I just sounded just like my Mama Joyce is what we called her. And she is one of those that would repeat words like two or three, like three times in a row. Mm. Hello, hello, hello. Love you, love you, love you. So when Aww. I just did that, it just had a moment.
That's
oh,
sweet.
Wow. Anyway, happy Monday. I just had such a pleasant memory.
Yeah,
just listening
nice.
To myself said that. I'm like, oh, I miss my grandmother. She was a good one. Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about grandmothers, but we are talking about generational stuff. So it's not too off. I have a very giant questions for everyone. So
Ooh.
It's not just for you, Annie.
Okay.
Do you ever feel like you need to shrink in order to be accepted? Feel panicked when you think about showing your true self? Yeah, I feel like I'm an infomercial right now. Feel as if you're not good enough or that you are too much. Feel uncomfortable in your own skin. But when you think back on your childhood, you would say, hey, I had a pretty relatively normal life, whatever that is. I don't know why I'm thinking this way. I don't know why I'm panicked all the time. Well, maybe you are suffering from something called patriarchy stress disorder, or PSD. And yes, we kind of hinted at it at the last Monday Mini, if you happen to be listening to this chronologically, that there is something termed patriarchy stress disorder. Annie, have you ever heard of this?
I had never heard of it until you brought it up, no, but I immediately was like, I think I know what this is. I think I have a good idea of what it is.
Well, according to Dr. Valerie Rain, who is the one to coin and start this term, it is a type of trauma that is intergenerational, collective, and personal, and quote, the invisible inner barrier to women's happiness and fulfillment.
Dr. Rain is a psychologist and women's mental health expert who, after experiencing stroke-like symptoms, had an epiphany in what was happening in her life and the life of many of her clients who spoke of this overwhelming stress and trauma-like experiences, said, quote, I understood that trauma was a root cause of anxiety, depression, stress, relationship, money, and most health issues, even if, and especially if, a person did not think they had any trauma. And she spoke of this as her method of helping her clients break through their trauma response, even though they may not feel that they have had any traumatic experiences in their lives.
Right. So what we're talking about is, again, people who kind of compare their lives to everyone else, but all of a sudden feel that same anxiety and that feeling of, I guess, just low self-esteem, for the lack of better terms, and that's putting it too simply, and trying to figure out why they experience this way. And even in relationships or in businesses or in their own work, they don't have the strength to stand up for themselves. But everything about their childhood would be like, oh, yeah, I had a perfectly good childhood. My mom was loving. My dad was encouraging. And I still feel like I can't push forward, or that I need to turn myself down and or hold back. And so Rain speaks of finding this missing link between trauma and the effects that the patriarchal power structures have had on certain groups of people all through history up until the present day. So when we're talking about PTSD, or when she's talking about PTSD, she's talking about it as a generational thing. And again, we're going to talk a little more into this, but how it does kind of get passed on from generation to generation as a way of response. So we can also talk about this as just the overall patriarchal idea of what women should be like in society. So it's not just the fact that we thought that we should act this way, but the stressors of being told that's how we should act and trying to become that, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And to take it further, she speaks of this as being things or experiences, again, generational. And quote, that what she and all women have been experiencing is intergenerational trauma as a result of oppressed formed under the patriarchy. So that's a really big umbrella. And I feel like, yeah, people are going to get ready to fight. Because again, one of the arguments about this specific term is that it's victim blaming. And that it's kind of like, oh, woe is me. The patriarch is pushing me down. So I feel stressed and traumatized. Mm-hmm. And we'll come back to that just in a minute. But yeah, that's kind of one of those conversations. And to, again, further explain, one article states, quote, while PTSD is not experienced by one particular gender, as women who have been one of the most historically disadvantaged and oppressed groups, we have inherited survival instructions that express themselves differently for different women. For some women, this means their nervous system freezes when faced with something that has been historically dangerous for women, such as stepping into their power, speaking out, being visible, or making a lot of money. Then there are women who go into fight or flight mode. Although they are able to stand in the spotlight, they pay a high price for it when their nervous system begins to work in a constant state of hypervigilance in order to keep them safe. So I think that's a really good explanation of what this looks like. And yeah, I've definitely felt that way. For me, I'm definitely a fight or flight. So I've always laughed about the fact that I'm not a fast runner. So my immediate response is I'm going to punch you in the face if I feel like that you're coming at me, because I know that I'm not going to be fast enough. Right. And that's kind of that thing. I'm always ready to fight. I'm always ready to stand up for myself. But if I can, I'm going to be passive until you push me, you know? And then I'm like, okay, to be fair, Andy, when you and I talk about trauma, we've definitely experienced other types of trauma that helped configure this response. But I know there's a lot of people out there who would say, though they haven't gone through similar traumatic experiences, they still feel this way.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
I think we could expound on this at length, because generally for me, I will say that it's hard when you're raised in a society or a system to realize the issues with it until you get older. So for me, I know I've spoken about it before, but I remember having this moment of like, oh, I'm so stressed when I would step outside, because it feels like a performance and it does feel like my safety is not a guarantee.
Right.
Or that even just I'll encounter catcalls, or all the decisions that we make of like, holding the keys in case someone attacks. Or for me, like, I don't listen to music sometimes, but I have my headphones in because I don't want to be bothered, but I also want to be able to hear in case someone's coming. Like, all those decisions that take up your brain space. And when you stop and think about, I am considering with each of these decisions my life. Like, I'm literally, like, every time I step outside, don't feel safe. And that's exhausting, but you get used to it. And for a lot of us, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I think for a lot of us, we don't even realize that we're doing that until you get older. Right. And that you have been dealing with all these stressors and making all these choices of, like, well, I can't, I have to stay quiet, or this could escalate to violence, or all these things. And from such a young age, things like, you know, I'm probably going to see a guy masturbate, or like all these that are just part of our existence. And to me, of course, that's stressful. And of course, that makes sense. It's traumatizing to have to face that. But it's such a accepted and constant trauma in our lives that it makes sense to me that people would be like, well, no, but I don't have XYZ sexual assault experience or whatever. It's still a very exhausting and frankly, traumatizing experience a lot of times.
Right. And I think on top of that, and the reason they say it's not just specific to gender, is because that same level of patriarchy does affect men, whether it's a push to make them more masculine or to be a lead, and being taunted if they're not a part of that lead or not what the society expects as masculine. And of course, we talked about what toxic masculinity is and why it's such a bad thing and then why it exists. And now that whole cultural expectation of being a leader and who that's supposed to be. And if you fail to that, what does that make you? That stress and trauma is a whole different level. So yeah, just like in anything else, this can affect men as well. So I think it's interesting that she talks about this. And overall, I think we've all known this existed, whether we want to admit it or not. We just didn't have a name for it. And now that she's having a name for it, she's coming around and having this conversation about what does this look like? And how do we treat it? And how do we come at it in a way of not just going through the symptoms, but going to the root? She does have a book called Patriarchy Stress Disorder, The Invisible Inner Barrier to Women's Happiness and Fulfillment. And it's available anywhere and you can find it. Now, go ahead and put this caveat here. We have not read this. I have not read this. I have read columns. I've read her site. I've read her bio. So I'm not necessarily endorsing it, but we're just saying if you want to know the source, this is where it came from. And if you want to read more on it, this is where to go. Apparently, she also offers different types of help books, I guess, which she talks about going through breaking out of jail, which is the whole patriarchal mindset and coming through a breakthrough. So again, haven't read that part. We haven't seen it, but we just found this conversation and what this was fascinating and wanted to kind of at least bring a small spotlight to it and have a bigger discussion on what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, Samantha, I do think a lot of people will recognize this. And I don't know if I ever, I don't know if I ever arrived at the point I was trying to make, is that I think because we don't recognize this until we get older a lot of times, when it comes to like the victim blaming of, oh, it's the patriarchy, I think a lot of times by the time you realize the damage has been done, the damage has been done. Like, you're older.
Right.
And you have, like, for me, I, you know, as I've said a lot, I dropped out of calculus. I didn't do a lot of things because I thought that I couldn't do them. And then when you're talking about, like, if you feel that expectation of I'm the only woman or one of the few women, and I have these higher standards to live up to, like that, and failing in that or feeling like you failed in that and having that double standard, that's also very, very exhausting and of course could shut you down completely. Right. And when we're talking about like mental health and burnout, it does make sense to me. And then further, like if you add any other intersection of like race or LGBTQ+, all of those things, it just compounds. But I like I said at the top when you said this, I'm like, I know what this is.
Right.
I know what this is.
Right.
Yeah, because we've experienced it.
Right. It makes sense. You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And just a reminder, we're not psychologists. nor do we work in that field specifically. We don't treat people. But I think this being a fairly new concept and having so many people talking, it's important that we talk about it as well. And again, naming something is sometimes really nice because you're like, oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I'm not the only one experiencing it. And I remember that being a big point of conversation a few years back, and it's still ongoing of, and this is a much bigger topic for later, but basically kind of asking this question of like, why are people who seemingly had these healthy, quote, normal childhoods experiencing these high rates of like, not even depression, but, you know, yeah, like anxiety or something, just feeling so stressed and not really having a reason to pinpoint it. And it did kind of confuse a lot of health professionals at the time of not knowing for sure why on paper this person shouldn't be experiencing that, but they are.
Right. And she talks about that with her own experience, as we talked about earlier when she had that stroke-like experience and went to the ER and feeling like when she came to the ER that she could actually breathe because she wasn't working. And she was talking about how she was at the high point of her career but still had that panic attack. Then and shocked her to not realize, oh, I've gone through all this traumatic stuff as well. And because I'm constantly in fight mode, I am constantly stressed. And then having to break down about why, when she has her own time with her clients, being able to do treatment with them because she treats them for traumatic experiences, even though they may not have them. So it's kind of this whole underlying thing. And you and I have talked about this before, and I've talked about it many times where in my past job, I could never get to the old trauma because I was experiencing new trauma. And we had to go through that first to go to the old.
Yeah, I kind of had a similar thing. And I think that you can get used to feeling that way. Like you can get used to this kind of, it's hard to describe for, well, I've tried to describe it before to other people, but it feels to me like I'm like operating on this level where if I stop, then now I'm going to have to take in like all of these feelings I don't want to take in. So I just keep going. And if I'm ever forced to stop, then it is a moment of like, wow, what am I? I'm constantly on this level that is just exhausting. And when I stop, I don't know what to do. And I kind of like, I'm a freezer. I freeze when I'm stressed or panicked. But I've talked to friends about this kind of thing where they, and we've said before, you know, the comparison game is a game you don't want to play. Like you should definitely keep in mind things. But it doesn't help other than context to like compare your suffering to someone else's. And I've had friends say, like, I don't feel like I have any right or reason to feel the way I do. And I always tell them, like, your feelings are legitimate and valid. And, I mean, just existing in this world and in this structure and kind of having constant reminders of, to me, and this is very personal, but to me, it's like constant reminders of, like, lesser or like your safety is not important or you're not good enough, which does hurt. It hurts like on a personal level and it is traumatizing. And I know like I'm coming from a real space of privilege, but I still feel it and it makes sense to me. I know I keep saying that, but it does. It is something when my friends tell me that. And I think that a lot of things, when we try to build these stories around them, I felt this in therapy too, where I'd be like, I don't feel like I can tell you certain things because it's not bad enough or it's not. But sometimes things that are still, they're traumatizing, they seem smaller, but they're still really traumatizing. And you can't control why that is in your brain. It's still, the fact is, it did still have an impact on you.
Agreed.
Yes, clearly we could keep going and going. Perhaps we'll return for a whole episode in the future. Yes. So we are continuously talking about how science was sexist in the way that it was researched and the exclusion of women altogether in many of the scientific research, including within the mental health profession. But changes are occurring within the field as we continue to have new updates in the DSM. So we will definitely be watching as Dr. Ryan continues to talk about PSD and the effects it has on the community. In the meantime, listeners, we would love to hear your thoughts. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffOnNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff on Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.